quarterback from Southern Mississippi, number 4, Brett Favre.
Well, I guess, Brett, all that's left is to say hi. And if I can ask the obvious question, if I can interpret a 5-minute standing ovation, the fans are saying, welcome back. It's glad to have you back.
All I can say is, wow, wow. This is absolutely amazing. I don't have the words to express the feeling of coming out of that tunnel to this ovation. Thank you. Thank you so much. If there were any doubts before, there's not any. I truly thank you. My youngest daughter, Breely, the day that tickets went on sale, she came home from school and she said, Dad, 67,000 tickets were sold in an hour and a half. She said, they must really like you. Thank you so much.
You mentioned exiting that tunnel. Was it like a game day? Did you get the butterflies all over again? What were you thinking?
It was worse. Oh, it was better, but worse. I mean that with all due respect. Playing in Lambeau Field, throwing a touchdown in Lambeau Field, certainly running out of the tunnel. There's nothing like it on this earth. And I'll say this. I've also run out of that tunnel, and that was scary. I'd much rather go out of that tunnel right there.
I know earlier today you said you weren't going to get emotional, but I can see there's tears in your eyes. This means something to you, doesn't it?
How can it not? How can it not? I knew there was a lot of tickets sold, I figured there would be a lot of people in the stands. But I wasn't expecting this type of ovation. All I can say is I hope it was as much fun for them watching me as it was for me to do it every week. Everyone who watched me play knew that I was having fun, that I was trying my very best to win every ball game. I enjoyed my teammates. When I was fortunate enough to throw a touchdown pass, I wanted to celebrate with my teammates. I wanted to celebrate with my fans. And I think every fan who watched felt like if they could play, they would play like me. And you know, the way I played, the way I answered questions, and I hope the way I dealt with my teammates and the fans was real and genuine. Because I'd like to think it was.
Yes, it was. As the years go by, Brett, how do you think about him? Do you think about the Kittrick-Taylor touchdown that kind of started the legend? The 5-touchdown game against the Bears where nobody knew if you were going to play? The NFC Championship game? How do you rank all that stuff?
You know, what I honestly think about is not so much those particular moments. It's the connection I have with the fans and the players and the bus rides, in meetings, TV timeouts, where we could just be ourselves, sitting in meetings together. Obviously, there's so many great games, so many great moments, and to share it with these fans, believe me, I have played elsewhere. There is nothing like this place. There's absolutely nothing like it. Where else can you get this many people in a stadium when there's not a game? Where else? Where else can you get this many people when there is a game? Only here. It's incredible.
I know history means something to you. So what does it mean to go into the Packers Hall of Fame and have your jersey retired?
When I look at the Packer Hall of Fame, I believe in my heart that it rivals the NFL Hall of Fame in magnitude. I've always felt that way. I look up at these names. There's tremendous history, tradition here. The greatest coach in the history of the NFL has a trophy named after him. He's from here. Some of the greatest players in NFL history, if not the greatest players, are Green Bay. And to be alongside Bart Starr, Don Hutson, Reggie White, Willie Wood, Willie Davis, Jerry Kramer, the list goes on and on. Nitschke, these guys are... they're icons, and I'm truly honored and blessed to be not only before you tonight, but to be here forever. I have to admit, I'm a little bit embarrassed that all this is for me. I really am. I love to play football. I loved it. I dreamed of playing football. I dreamed of playing in the Super Bowl. I never dreamed of standing here before you in a moment like this. So this is way beyond what I dreamed of, and I am so honored. I can sit here and tell you thank you till tomorrow, and it wouldn't be enough. I'm honored. But I want you to know I celebrate this with you and my teammates in that room as we did it together. And I thank you.
From everybody here in attendance, around the world, Packers fans, football fans in general, thank you. Enjoy your night. Soak it in. Well deserved.